Thanks for tuning in to this message from the Los Altos Grace Brethren Church. We hope this will be an encouragement to you. You can find out more messages and more about our church at www.lagbc.org.
Good morning to all of you today. We've been going through a series on relationships, and last week we talked about forgiveness. And it stirred up a lot of interest from all of you. I got a lot of feedback this last week. And so we thought we would start today maybe with just a little recap of last week and a couple of things that didn't get mentioned at the same time. So the first thing I want to do is just kind of run through our process for forgiving others. And this is a process that's built on how Jesus forgave us. Okay. So it's basically this, that initially you got to acknowledge the pain, you know, whatever it is that's been done to you, you have to accept it, that it can't be changed, that it's going to be a part of who you are. You have to accept the consequences of that, whatever they might be. Then you have to choose to release the offender from any further obligations. So when someone offends us, right, we often think that, or it gives us the right to hold them accountable for whatever they've done, because we're seeking justice. And the only way that forgiveness works is if we actually let that person go. Then we pray for their healing. We pray for their wholeness. When we pray for that person who's offended us, it gives us a heart of empathy for them. It allows us, makes it easier for us to let these things go. And then beyond that, we seek relational restoration with them. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is reconciliation and how we go about looking for restoration in our relationships once we've made the choice to forgive. It all comes out of this one verse in Ephesians chapter 4. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has also forgiven you. Now, here's the part that I thought when I was all finished last week, I thought there's two things I really needed to say that I didn't get a chance to say. And they both have to do with people that we often forget to forgive. Okay, usually, you know, the people who hurt us outright, we kind of see who they are, we know who they are, we know that it's bothering us, and so we step up, we need to step up to forgive them. But who do you think those people might be that we forget? The first one is God. And you might be thinking, well, you know, you don't ever really have to forgive God, right? God never does anything wrong, so how could you possibly have to forgive him? Well, the reality is often we perceive that God has left us out in the cold. Even though he never does, sometimes we feel that way, you know, emotionally. It hurts us. We wonder where he is. We wonder what he's doing. And so I think God's big enough for us to say to him, you know, Lord, I know I don't understand everything that's going on, but I want you to know that I'm not going to try to hold you accountable for what I might perceive you've done to me. And the other person that we need to forgive is ourselves. Often this is a person we forget. You know, we're good at maybe letting other people off the hook, but we don't let ourselves off the hook. And I just want you to think about this one thing with me. If Jesus went to the cross, died for you, took all of your sin upon himself, was raised from the dead as proof that sin was all forgiven in God's sight, then who are you to say to God that what he did on that cross wasn't good enough for you to forgive yourself? When you choose to hold on to it, you know, to say, no, I just have to make it right. I can't forgive myself for what I did. That's like slapping God in the face. Okay? We really need to be conscious of the fact that when God releases us from our obligation, we have to release ourselves from it as well. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the grace and mercy that you give us, that you've given us forgiveness in Christ. You accepted all the consequences of our sin. You endured the pain. You released us from that obligation, Lord, and then you sought to make a new relationship with us, to be reconciled to us forever. And I just bless you, Lord Jesus, that we are able to do that, that we're able to come into your presence and to know you. And Lord, I just ask that you continue to minister to our hearts in that way, Lord, so that we can experience the forgiveness you've offered and learn to offer it to others as well. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.